Today's Froggy 99.9 welcomes Nell Minow, the movie mom, to the show, brought to you by The Village Inn, where it's all-you-can-eat fish every Friday night between 5 and 9 at all three locations in Fargo-Moorhead. Three new movies to talk about this weekend. Let's talk about Heaven is for Real, based on the book. How does the movie stack up?
I would say that if you like the book, as 1.5 million people have, then you're going to like the movie a lot. This is, of course, based on the true story of a Nebraska preacher and his four-year-old son who came out of surgery for a burst appendix and told his family he had been sitting on Jesus' lap in heaven. And, of course, they dismissed it at first, but then he started to say things that they thought were kind of spooky, knowing about family members and being consistent with other visions people have had of heaven, and they started to believe him, and it really has become an incredible phenomenon. Now, I will say it is one very specific idea of heaven that is not shared by everybody. So if you're already on board with what is essentially kind of a four-year-old's idea of heaven, then I think you're going to like this a lot and certainly find the family struggle very touching. But I don't think it's going to make any new believers. There was one great moment, though, where angels are singing in heaven, and the four-year-old asks them if they'll sing his favorite song, which is We Will Rock You by Queen.
Oh, another movie that we're probably hoping isn't real ever is the new Johnny Depp movie.
Transcendence. Johnny Depp plays a scientist who is murdered by terrorists, but before he dies, he uploads his consciousness to a computer. This does not turn out well for anybody. How do we know that? Because the movie begins after everything has completely fallen apart and then goes back 5 years and tells us how it happened. I thought it was disappointing, so I'm not recommending it.
Now, the other movie we have to talk about sounds a little bit more like a family movie.
Disney's Bears. That's right. Every year for Earth Day, Disney Nature comes out with another stunning documentary. They've done African cats and chimpanzee, and you just have to ask yourself, how do they get those shots? I know I would not want to get up close and personal with these bears. These are Alaskan bears in the peninsula. The scenery is just stunning, and the camera work is amazing. And it's also a really touching story about a mama bear and her two cubs in their first year. The cubs are adorable. It's rated G. There are some scary parts, but unless you're a salmon, you're going to do fine in this movie. So the salmon did not do well, I got to tell you right now. But the bears do just fine.
What I like, too, is Disney always uses some famous voice to narrate, like Queen Latifah did one a couple years ago on when they followed the polar bears. Who's doing this one?
This one has got John C. Reilly, and he does a great job. Right. And then on DVD this week, we've got the wonderful Philomena. If you have not seen this Oscar-nominated film with a great performance from Judi Dench, amazing true story of a woman who is seeking the sun who was taken away from her 50 years before.
With a great didn't-see-that-coming ending.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. I got to interview the real Philomena, by the way, who is a doll. And then also this week, trust me on this, this was, movie was totally overlooked at the end of the year, but The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is a wonderful, wonderful family movie with Ben Stiller, so do take a look at that one.
As always, great to talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, looking at movies from a parent's perspective. Brought to you by The Village Inn, where every Friday it's all-you-can-eat fish from 5 to 9 at all three Fargo-Moorhead locations.